Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle, we are here talking Penn State football, looking back at Penn State Rutgers, looking ahead to Penn State Maryland a little bit. Coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. So we are starting as we usually do. I guess this is, we got one more edition after this of Stock Up, Stock Down, which is a good way to look at what we saw this past weekend and frame it in a general program perspective. Just some guys who are on the right track and some things that we have some questions about. We'll look ahead to Maryland. We'll welcome Audrey Snyder from The Athletic to the show a little bit later, and we'll go around the national college football scene. Really, as we're starting to get down to the nitty gritty of trying to figure out how the college football playoffs, off the four-team field, how that will unfold. I have questions about the future of the four-team field, and Dan Wetzel from Yahoo put a nice little playbook out there for things that can happen that need to happen to force the discussions about expansion along. And I think that's exactly what I want to see, and there's a chance of that happening. We're kind of in the middle of it now. So let's start, Greg. Stock up, stock down. Coming off 20-7, Penn State beats Rutgers. There were some good things. Let's start with the good things. Pat Freiermuth will be near the top of my list. I'm a little disappointed we talked in depth about the game, but we spent a lot of time talking about general program themes and not as much about some of the things we saw in the actual game. But Pat Freiermuth, 2 touchdowns in that game, now leads the team with 6 on the year. All the tools are in place here to be a great two-way player. I saw this discussion comparing and contrasting Pat Freiermuth to Mike Gesicki. And certainly, to get down to it, just right off the bat, Freiermuth is a better blocker. Gesicki is a better athlete. We know that. There's going to be a hard cap relative to Gesicki that Pat Freiermuth can get to. But Freiermuth is a much, much, much better football player right now than Gesicki was. It took Gesicki a while to figure things out. Pat Freiermuth is here now. He figures Zach Kuntz will be joining him along the way. An impressive player, good athlete, good body control, good blocker. It's an exciting future for him.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, Penn State fans should be thrilled that they have at least 2 more seasons to watch this guy play and maybe a 3rd, depending on how things go. But yeah, he's more polished, I think, at this point. Mike Gesicki was a freak athlete who needed to be polished. Pat Freiermuth is a very good athlete, maybe not on Gesicki's level because few guys are, but he's polished. You know, he's very, in my opinion, very good at the little things that need to be done to make sure that, you know, you're able to play the tight end position and play it well. So the good news is, like I said, and, you know, as you point out, you know, he is a good looking prospect for Penn State, and he's just a true freshman. So a long way to go with him, but there's no question that they're going to get an extreme amount of production over him. Stock up, obviously, for the 2 touchdown catches. And I'll tell you what, Penn State got a good one with him. They have a good core of young offensive guys. Jahan Dotson, Justin Shorter, Pat Freiermuth, some other guys. I mean, this is an
KJ
offense.
Hammer's still KJ just a redshirt freshman, yeah.
They have a lot of young guys that are very – Penn State fans should be very excited to watch moving forward. And, you know, they'll definitely have the pieces that continue to score points once Trace McSorley graduates.
It'll be an interesting dynamic next year when you have guys like this who are going to take that next step, and then you're moving on from Trace McSorley, presumably to Tommy Stevens. Defensively, Micah Parsons, his first career start, 7 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, that strip sack with a really impressive rush up the middle. It was one of the few times where I would give credit to Penn State's defense 100% for the sack and not put some of the blame on Sitkowski from Rutgers. But what you thought you would see from Micah Parsons, he continues to trend up. His snap count rose again in this game. He obviously started the game in place of Cam Brown, who was a minor team rule violation, however you want to put it. But the more encouraging thing was, you know, you're seeing him be more proactive. You're seeing him diagnose quicker, fill gaps quicker, mm-hmm. be at the right place at the right time, be a more traditional linebacker, something he had to grow into. But I think what everybody really still wants to see is exactly what he did against Rutgers, which is create some havoc in the backfield.
Yeah, I think that's what people have been waiting to see all along. Obviously, He was a very good pass rusher in high school, and there were times he showcased that when he was, earlier this season, and there were times he really wasn't, but we're starting to see more and more of him play fast and with aggression and with the, wherewithal of knowing what he's doing as a linebacker. He's growing up before our eyes, and it's been impressive the last few weeks to watch. So I'll continue to expect him to take steps forward and really be an anchor of this Penn State defense as we head into bowl season.
How about Robert Windsor as we're talking about the defense and talking about that group rising collectively? Windsor was a guy, I think we knew as we were trying to diagnose what was going to happen at the defensive tackle position. We knew Windsor and Givens were the only known commodities of the group. I think there were times where I was guilty of maybe only really considering Kevin Givens as a guy who can be a dominator, who has the potential to be a dominator. I don't know yet if that's what Windsor is, but his movement and his motor and his size are all a handful. Like he's quick and powerful, and you've started to see over the last 2, 3, 4 games that turn into something a little bit more. Yeah, I want to see, obviously, is this a product of the competition or is this a more permanent sort of step in the right direction for him? But 2 tackles for loss and a sack, a forced fumble. He's stealing the show a little bit from Givens. Givens, that's not really what he's being asked to do, but Windsor and his ability to get into the backfield is something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and I think Givens is probably grading out pretty well in terms of what his game day responsibilities are. They may not show up on the stat sheet, but James Franklin made note of it, and I don't think he was fibbing that Kevin Givens has really had a nice season when it comes to block being, taking on double teams and being a plugger in the middle and all that kind of stuff. So it's been a good year for him, even if the stat sheet maybe doesn't show it. This defensive line, Dustin, I was a little bit, I think, critical of it and what Sean Spencer was developing in terms of depth earlier this year. But, man, they have taken some nice steps forward. I still think the second-team defensive line is not quite – I don't think you can rely on it. And we haven't – look – there's no question that Penn State's not doing the rotation on its defensive line that it has in the past because they just don't have the guys to do it. So we'll see how everything plays out. But at this point, the first team defensive line is a stock up for me. They continue to do a good job of getting to the passer.
Well, you look at that group across the board. Givens is a rock. Windsor's making plays in the backfield. Sharif Miller is one of the guys who is capable of having one of those 2-sack, 3-TFL kind of days. Same with Yetur Gross-Matos. They're all a little bit different. Collectively, that's a good group. But you're right about the depth and questions about whether that second team is really capable of holding its own. I like seeing P.J. Mustipher see his snap count increase a little bit because I think he's got just a ton of promise. I think some of the younger guys, Fred Hansard included, are going to sprout a little bit inside. Shaka Tony, Shane Simmons. I mean, Tony had that big outburst of a game.
Yeah.
But has he been a little bit disappointing otherwise?
I think he's a speed rusher, and Penn State hasn't been in a whole lot of situations where it can A, afford to take Sharif Miller or Yetur Gross-Matos off the field. So his snaps are limited. I don't know, you're looking at him right now, but I would be willing to bet that since that big day he had, where was that, at Indiana? I mean, I would be willing to bet his snap counts have probably dropped a pretty good amount since then. And I mean, it just, I don't know if there's a place for him, consistently to go out there. Just looking at it now, what's our guy's name that provides these?
Steve,
thank you again, as always. Yeah, so 45 snaps he's listed at Indiana, Shaka Tony, that is, 34 against Iowa, 14 against Michigan, 9 against Wisconsin. He's on the field for 16 against Rutgers. I don't remember any of those 16,
right?
Which probably tells you all you need to know. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that Shane Simmons might fall into this boat, too. I really thought he would, take a step forward and be noticeable this year. And again, obviously Penn State doesn't want to take Gross-Matos and Miller off the field, which leads to limited opportunities for these guys, but I don't think they've done a whole lot with them with when they've been on the field.
I think for Simmons, having an injury to start the year costs you only the games that you miss, but it costs you that acclimation time, and I think he's still in that. He might not ever get out of that acclimation time before the bowl game. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking stock up, stock down, coming off Penn State's win over Rutgers, looking ahead to Penn State, Maryland this weekend. Segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV value value in Happy Valley. You got to check them out at gopsurv.com. Fantastic RVs you can rent for individual games. Another opportunity coming up. Penn State's home finale senior day against Maryland. A couple more stock ups for me here, Greg. Jahan Dotson, career high 4 catches for 58 yards. Had a drop or two, one in the end zone. I don't know if they went down as official drops, both the plays that I'm thinking of, but he's as reliable and savvy as advertised, and I think I think with him and Hamler, Pat Freiermuth, you've got your most reliable pass catchers in Penn State's offense. Whenever they needed guys to step in there, Dotson looking ahead, bright future for him. Blake Gillikin, 48.7 yards per punt in that game too. Three punts went for 50 yards or longer, and a long of 70 yards, three inside the 20. Good showing for him. What about stock down?
Passing game,
running game,
passing game,
coaching staff. No, I
mean, and we're done.
I could just record the same thing every week, and we could just play it.
Yeah, passing game for sure. They just cannot get into any sort of rhythm. Trace McSorley, whether it's the injury, whether it's just bad decision making and poor play, I don't know, but it's probably a mixture of both. And Dustin, it's not good. It really isn't. I mean, it's just been a struggle, seemingly week in and week out, for them to get any kind of consistent rhythm going on offense. And at the end of the day, it obviously hurts Penn State to have to continue to, you know, try and figure things out when there's no rhythm and there's no seemingly rhyme or reason. So, yeah, I don't know. Stock down to them for sure. You know, real quick, stock up to Miles Sanders. I think he's running more patient now. I think we've really seen the evolution of him as a tailback so far this season. It'll surprise me if he doesn't leave early. Stock down for the offensive line, though. Rutgers, one of the worst run defense in the country, and few and far between the holes opened up to get out in the field and run. And I know they were got some third downs late in the game, and that was partially about the offensive line, but it just like the offense as a whole is just a mess right now. You know, this sounds ridiculous, I know, but there's a point where Penn State teams the last 2 years were fun. They had fun, and there were smiles and laughs and jokes and home run swing celebrations. And it just feels like the life has been sucked out of this offense. Yeah. It reminds me very much of 2014 and 2015 to it, more so 2015 and 2014.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair to say, and I think it's easier to have fun when you're kind of scoring points at will. They're not scoring points at will. They're trying to find ways to score points. They're not making big plays through the air. They're not making big plays after the catch. In this game, there was no green space for Miles Sanders to run through. A long carry of 9 yards as he goes 27 carries for 88 yards. I don't know how they grade out the film, but I have to put a lot of that on just a lack of running room. And I think that the passing, you know, the lack of a threat in the passing game feeds into that. The turnstile kind of offensive line feeds into that, but they had to do better against a pretty bad Rutgers run defense. We'll see what they can do against Maryland. They're going to have to come to play. This is a team that scored 51 points against Ohio State last week. We'll look ahead to that matchup right after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.